Monsters, Inc. Chapter 1. Moonlight streamed through the bedroom window, making spooky shadows on the bed. Tucked beneath the covers, a little boy was sound asleep. Creak. The boy's closet door slowly opened. The sound startled the boy awake. He sat up and glanced nervously around, but the room was empty. The boy lay back down and snuggled into his pillow. Creak. The floorboards groaned as something moved across the room. The boy peered into the darkness. Suddenly, his eyes grew round with fright. A monstrous tentacle was slithering out the door of his closet. Terrified, the boy squeezed his eyes shut, but when he looked again, he saw there was no tentacle after all. It was just the sleeve of his shirt hanging out of the closet door. Sighing with relief, the boy settled back under the covers. Just then, a menacing shadow slipped across the room. Beneath the boy's bed, two evil eyes peered out of the darkness. The boy was wide awake now, huddled under the bed covers and shaking with fear. From under the bed, a monster rose. Its dark, hulking form blocked the moonlight as it loomed over the small child. Raising two ghastly arms, the monster opened its mouth, but before it could let out its blood-curdling roar, the terrified boy released a piercing scream. The startled monster yelled and stepped on a soccer ball. It shot out from under the monster's foot, hit the wall, and flew back at the monster's head. Oof! It grunted. Then the monster tripped on some toys and ran into a dresser, which fell over and landed on its foot. Suddenly, the lights in the room came on, and the little boy flopped forward on the bed like a puppet.
"Simulation terminated. Simulation terminated," said a computerized voice.
One of the walls of the bedroom began to rise into the air. The bedroom wasn't really a bedroom at all. It was a practice room made to look like a real bedroom. The little boy actually was a puppet. The simulated bedroom was part of a training program at the Monsters, Inc. factory. Bile, the monster in the bedroom, was being tested on his ability to scare. Blinking in the bright lights, Bile growled awkwardly at the limp puppet a few more times. Just beyond the bedroom set, a dragon-like monster named Ms. Flint watched this action being replayed on several TV monitors. The monitors showed the now uncomfortable Bile from different angles. Ms. Flint sighed.
"All right, Mr. Bile," she said.
Bile stopped growling.
My friends call me Flem," he told her.
"Mr. Bile, can you tell me what you did wrong?" she asked.
"Fell down?" Bile said uncertainly.
"Can anyone tell me what Mr. Bile did wrong?" Ms. Flint demanded, turning to look at a row of monsters who had been watching Bile practice his scaring technique.
The monsters shifted uneasily in their seats. None of them had any idea what the answer to the question might be. Finally, one monster opened his mouth as if to answer Ms. Flint's question, but then he only coughed. Ms. Flint put her scaly head down on her desk and sighed with frustration. Turning this group of pathetic recruits into scarers was no easy task.
"Let's take a look at the tape."
She pointed to one of the TV monitors. On the screen, Bile sneaked once again into the bedroom, but this time the image froze on the closet door.
"There, see?" said Ms. Flint. "The door. You left it wide open."
"Oh," said the monster recruits.
"Leaving a door open is the worst mistake any employee can make, because..."
Ms. Flint paused to wait for the answer.
"It could let in a draft," Bile answered hesitantly.
"It could let in a child," boomed a voice from the back of the room.
"Oh, Mr. Waternoose!"
Ms. Flint cried in surprise as a stout, crab-like monster in a waistcoat and bow tie scuttled forward. Bile and the other recruits gasped. They hadn't known that Henry J. Waternoose, the CEO of Monsters, Inc., was watching. Waternoose glared at the wimpy recruits with all five of his beady eyes.
"There is nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child.